Okay, so this is Make Life Work Bite Size number 3 on Friday the 18th of Feb 2022. As you can tell, quality is a lot better. I'm in the office and I thought I'd actually wrap up the week. It's about 4:30, 5:30. So yeah, keep it right towards the end of the day so I can't ramble too much. So I'm using my home kit setup. Proper mic. It's a Samsung Q2U that I use for my own podcast. And hopefully it'll come out better. But we'll see. It gives me a chance to sort of reflect on the week properly rather than, you know, ad-libbing in the car. And really, you know, going off the cuff of my thoughts. So, yeah, I've just written down a few notes. Because what I tend to do every week anyway is this thing called Petals, which allows me to focus on, well, I basically measure 5 factors of my week. It starts with like productivity, enjoyment, teamwork, learning and stress. And the A is the average. So it's a bit of a shoehorned acronym, but yeah. But I do this every week. It's like a Google form. I can rate it. I can make some notes of like highlights, frustrations and lessons. And then I'll actually transpose that into this recording. So let's see how it goes. Like I say, it could help. The week's been a bit of a weirdo, I've got to be honest. So poor family have been struck down by COVID. They all tested positive late last week. And yeah, luckily I've dodged it. I don't know how. But yeah, the kids are finally negative. My wife is still suffering, not as much, but she's suffering and still positive. So I've had to restrict all my travels. I've not been to the office just in case, and in case I came down. We also plan to go to Munich this weekend. Not happening. We've postponed. We managed to make changes and move it to the end of May. So it means the weekend's plans are a bit thrown in the air. With everyone being at home, it's half term. Not managed to get much done. I felt very unproductive. I struggle to focus a lot of the time because I know there's distractions in the background. And obviously no office time, which I do feel the benefit of, especially getting out of the house, a bit of travel, a bit of commuting time, seeing my colleagues and teammates, you know. So not been the best for productivity this week and morale and all that sort of stuff, but for the right reasons. And the other thing to consider, I've had no exercise this week. Normally I get in 2, 3, maybe 4 workouts a week. This week has been nothing because the weather has not allowed me to go out. I cannot use the living room to do my home workouts. So I felt a bit, dirty, messy, not really, using that energy very well. Weirdly though, weight check-ins have been fine. I've not gained weight. I've not lost weight. It's been very level. So just proves it doesn't all come down to exercise. When it comes to work, it's been a bit of a weird one, got to be honest. So like I say, it feels like unproductive, but reflecting back on my actions, it's not been too bad. So stuff I can talk about, I've managed to get on to some coaching level 5 training. So we've got a kickoff next week, which will give us a bit of an introduction to it all, what to expect. It's like a 14-month program. You do a bit of learning and then get a lot of practice. So in the nature of my role, I should get the chance to do that because I do a lot of one-to-ones. I can actually get, my direct reports to self-identify what they should do next, and I can use all the models that are involved in coaching to do that. So I'm looking forward to that. That should start soon. Not sure when. I think it's about April time. And I've also signed up for an online conference called Interact for Engineering Leads. It's a free one. It's unfortunately US time, not Eastern time, so it's quite late. But I've signed up and I might offset some hours with work to accommodate that, which is great. It's a bit of development for myself. Hopefully I can learn some stuff and bring it back to the company. I've also been invited onto a podcast as a guest called the Evolution Exchange Podcast, and they've already got about 150 odd episodes in Spotify. talking to a lot of leaders around tech, you know, how they make things better. So I had a kickoff chat with them guys yesterday. Just got to go through some hoops my end to make sure it's all good and clear up the topic. But that's promising. Gives me a chance to grow myself as well. And a few other things from work. So we have a community to catch up with all the EMs on Wednesday. And this week we introduced this, we called it the Wheel of Death. It's a spinning wheel of names. It basically put all the attendees on there, rotate and see who's going to facilitate. And it fell on me this week. I don't mind. It was all good. It's very on the spot sort of stuff. And we've got a sort of a loose agenda. We like to take us everyone through some stuff around, like, you know, organizational changes, any external speakers, we can get them into first. And then we go into a bit of a initiative roundtable update. So everyone who's got something they're working on across the business that's worth sharing, we can sort of talk about progress, if there is any, or even ask for help. Because we've got similar-minded people around us. So that was my... I was chairing this week, which means it's not me next week, but it was quite fun to do. I introduced Adrian, who I actually referred to the engineering manager role. He started on Tuesday and he seems to be getting to the role really well, chatting away in the background right now, which is great. And the other thing really was we had a great lightning talk yesterday. It was all hosted in Menti. Some interactive moments, you know, like with some word clouds and some, you know, ratings to check, you know, how people feel about stuff. It was around GitHub Copilot, like an AI machine learning thing that GitHub have implemented to help coders just be more productive. It was really great session. It was very well facilitated by one of our new seniors. He's still in probation, but, you know, he seems part of the team months ago. Great topic though, and it was really interesting to hear engineer feedback on what it means, you know, having machine learning in our coding IDEs and what that could mean for the future. I was like, yeah, don't feel like it's going to put you out of a job, but it might adjust how you do your job. You know, if machines are writing code for you in the future, what does that mean for you? So it was great. It was a good conversation as well. And the last bit, really, I think because I've been locked in all week, I've managed to clear out my diary a bit. So today has been minimal meetings. I think I've had 3 meetings, which is pretty low for me. And they were quite simple ones, not that productive, but, you know, just collaboration and conversation around a few topics. But it's allowed me to do some stuff. I've actually set up a few things. I created a newsletter template for one of our teams. I've even done this, you know, which I wouldn't normally find time for, and a few other bits that just needed loose ends needed sorting out. So it was great to do that. So yeah, work's been okay. Just didn't feel like I've felt the benefit of going out there and doing some cool stuff. Sides-wise, again, I managed my own expectations a bit this week. I didn't set myself any ridiculous goals, but Make Life Work is ticking over. We released Shannon's episode on Monday, and that's gone down pretty well. I've been producing Simon Scarfe's episode as well when I found the time. A bit tricky at times, especially evenings, because, you know, everyone's going to bed relatively early and I'm ready myself, quite frankly. So, I've managed to get that sorted out. I arranged a recording for today, but because of Storm Eunice taking over the country in many ways, I've had to shuffle it around. The audio has been so unreliable, like the wind is blowing through all our double glazing, and I was not comfortable or confident that the audio would be good quality. So I've rearranged that for in 2 weeks' time, which means we're going to have a bit of a gap in this season, but, you know, it doesn't matter. We can manage that. In fact, the whistling is going on right now. I don't know if it's picked up from Storm Eunice. House Finesse managed to get another guest mix along. So someone who's been on before, DJ Programmer, actually a fellow ASOSer. He did a little guest mix for us, like 45 minutes, to promote an upcoming event he's doing around Love Music, Hate Racism. So I was, yep, perfect. Get it on there. And we pushed that out this morning. haven't checked numbers actually, but it was ticking over. I think it might struggle to beat last week's because that was a really good week last week. But yeah, great to get another guest on. And then we've got another resident on next week. So I don't need to worry about that one. And what's the other stuff? Oh, little one. So my personal dashboard, I've been off the back of the recording Simon Scarfe's Playground with Habit Tracking. I've sort of taken the initiative to tidy up my data a bit in the Google Sheet, play around with a few different charts just to see how things are trending and what the habits actually look like. Yeah, and I've broken out the views of all the charts because I had one massive sheet with everything on it with multiple columns, but that doesn't work very well in mobile. So I've kind of moved it down to one column a sheet, which broken it down to productivity, wellness, finance, and side projects. So simplified them a bit, tidied up some of the data that's coming through and the measures and the charts and visualizations. And it's been quite satisfying just to clean it up a bit, you know. So yeah, it's been a bit of a weird week, quite quiet, not hugely effective and productive, but little bits here and there. So, you know, to summarize, my lesson for the week is to not overcommit, especially on your personal goals when life gets in the way. This goes back to Make Life Work, the whole ethos around this. You know, manage your own expectations and don't beat yourself up if you can't quite complete them. They are just goals. You know, like any sport, you know, the goals are there. It doesn't mean you're going to get them every time. It just gives you something to work towards. And it's fine if you don't quite make it. You know, a 0-0 draw in football is still okay. It's still a point per team. But back on the actually productivity side of things, you know, I've just set myself some low-hanging fruit, you know, to tick over with the Make Life Work productions and releases, get a guest mix on and keep it as simple as possible, and little changes, you know, on the dashboard stuff, you know, because life has hit me this week. You know, family commitments, work commitments have all taken over, and it's fine. You know, I've postponed a Make Life Work recording by a week, so there will be a bit of a gap, but it's okay. Nobody will die. It is just a side project. So there's my little pro tip. Don't stress if you have a bad week. Just reassess your expectations and your goals and be more realistic based on what you can achieve. That's my final words of wisdom for this week. And I'll be back next week with hopefully some more useful insights to my week and what others can learn from that. All right, let me know what you think. I know one person's listening, and I'm going to start pushing this out a bit more now, I think. All right. Take care, everyone, and be careful with those winds.